Okay, back to the dinim of chinuch. There's a custom that when children start learning chumash, they start with the first pasuk or so of Vayikra, of the book of Vayikra. And the reason is because it's brought down in Shechunar, but that's the proper way that you you start with that pasuk. Why? Because the Medrash says Yavi Tahedim v'yisasku betaharis v'tahedim. You have to have the pure neshamas. The little children are pure; they don't have any sins, and they should learn the laws of purity, which is the book of Vayikra, the laws of sacrifices, impurity, purity. So that's the way they start learning chumash. That's a custom in many, many places today also. That when they start learning chumash with the kids, they learn the first pasuk of Vayikra. Now in Shechunar Aruch it says like this: a teacher is supposed to teach the children a whole day and a little bit of the night. Why? Because there's a mitzvah. You have to learn Torah day and night. So you have to teach the children that they need to learn Torah day and night. So therefore, in the olden days, the teachers would teach the children during the day and then a little bit at night. There's a famous story with Alter Rebbe. When Alter Rebbe found a teacher for his son, the Mittler Rebbe, so the Alter Rebbe said to this chassid, he said, I have a job of teaching my son Torah. You have a job of supporting your family. Let's switch. I'll support your family and you will teach my son Torah. And then the Alter Rebbe said to him that when you teach a child Aleph, you have to look at the letter Aleph. There's a Yud, the way the three parts of an Aleph. There's a Yud on top, then the line in the middle, and then there's a Yud at the bottom. So he said, which, by the way, equals 26. Yud, Yud, and the line in the middle is Vav, which is 26. So the letter Aleph actually equals Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, Hashem's name. But he said to him, the Yud from above refers to Hashem, the Yud from below refers to the Jew, and the line is the line of Yiras Shamayim, a fear of God, that connects the two together. Another very interesting thing that the Rabbeim fought for many, many years, and it's not done in most places today the way it should be according to Torah. You have the letters. When people learn languages, they came up with all these new brilliant ways, so to speak, of learning a language. Babble, whatever it is called, advertised. All these things of languages. In Torah, the letters of the alphabet are holy. Besides the meaning of every letter of the alphabet, every letter, the form of the shape of the letter is a very holy thing. Kabbalistically, in Medrash, I mean, there's books already written just on the letters of the alibis. In addition to that, you have what's called the nukudes, the vowels. Now, the vowels are also very holy, given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So, the way that years ago, everybody used to learn like this, and the Rebbe had Mesiras Nefesh even in America and Europe yet, that when you teach a child how to read Hebrew, you have to teach him Kametz, Aleph, A. Kametz is the vowel that goes A, but you have to say Kametz, Aleph, A. Kametz, Beis, Ba. Patach, Aleph, A. Patach, Beis. And the Rebbe said many times, Rabbeim were Meisa Nefesh for this. And the Rebbe said, I heard him say it himself, myself, according to Friedrich Rebbe, that when you teach a child Kametz, Aleph, A, they are connecting to the Kametz Aleph Ah of Anechi Hashem Elokecha. Because the Aseret Tzedibus begins with Anei Ah, Kametz Aleph Ah. So the Rebbe said, when you teach a child to learn the vowels and the letters, Kametz Aleph Ah, you're connecting the child immediately to Anechi Hashem Elokecha, which is the first of the Ten Commandments. Huh? Because they were fighting a lot of other educators that were against it. Many schools today, even the firm schools, don't teach Kamet Aleph Ah. They don't teach the Nukudis. The Nukudis. Besides the fact that according to Kabbalah, the Nukudis are all according to Kabbalah, you should know. You have here. Kamet is Bina, Patach is Chochma. Segel is Teferes. You have Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, all the various different Nukudis. that actually correspond with the 10 Sfiras and everything else. Huh? Yeah, the Shemona Esrei they have it, but I'm saying just the Nukudis, according to Kabbalah, corresponds with the 10 Sfiras. No, this in the Alter Rebbe's city, you also have that, by the way. In the Alter Rebbe's city, with Chassidus, you also have, because in Shoshu Mitzvah Tefillah, some Chassidic quotes, that Mibna Anu Mispal and Veinan Ne'enim. Why are we davening and Hashem doesn't answer us? So he says, Mibna She'enim Yichelim Chavan, the shame of Hashem's name when they say the bracha. So if you look in the Siddur, with the Kabbalah in it, when the bracha of Chachma, Atochen Londas, so all the Yud Kei Vav Kei is all Patach. Yud Patach, Hey Patach Vav. Why? Because it's connecting, that's the level of Chachma. But, okay, it's not for now.